Dr. Sanjay Gupta is one of the most recognizable faces on CNN and one of the most recognizable medical journalists anywhere. Last week, he came to Arkansas to speak at the Clinton School for Public Service. During his time in the state, he sat down with Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas.
I've met a lot of people in healthcare, particularly hospitals, nursing homes, community health centers, very enthusiastic about the Affordable Care Act and some of the, quite frankly, some of the financial benefits that it may bring to them. A lot of folks in the medical community not so thrilled about some of the changes that are coming because I guess they're anticipating more red tape and bureaucracy. What's your read on how this will be received by those groups?
I think, you know, for the medical community, I think there's sort of the predominant groups are either they don't fully understand it, and there's a lot to understand here. You know, there's over 2,000 pages of various things. The second group, and I think this is a very fair depiction, is that it's their lives really aren't going to change that much. So the trepidation, I think, is probably not that well founded. If you really say, okay, what is it that you're specifically concerned about, I think the answers start to get pretty vague. I think there are a couple of pressing issues, and one is that you don't have enough doctors, and that's not a small problem. Right now, there's already probably 15,000 to 20,000 primary care doctor shortage, and I think that's going to get exacerbated as you get more people entering the system. But I think for the vast majority of physicians who are practicing now, I don't think a lot's going to really change for them. I think they're going to have, they may have more patients. They certainly have more patients who have health care insurance.
You're one of the most well-known and well-respected people in the medical profession who has a media platform to talk about a lot of these issues. Do you think there need to be more Sanjay Guptas in the world that are out there talking about what's going on with a media presence like you have built?
Yeah, there's a huge appetite for this. All aspects, I think, of medical health and wellness sort of content. I think clearly people want it, and part of it, interestingly, maybe driven by the fact that there's been a increasing skepticism of the medical system overall, which again, some of that well-founded, some of it not so well-founded. But I think people want knowledge in this area. Certainly on how to take care of themselves, like the best way to care for themselves and care for their families. And I don't think people, want to be ill. They want to be able to prevent these diseases. But I think, I do it for a large international news network. I think more and more people are gathering this knowledge in different ways. I think, the way that I give it, I think it's not, I don't know how long it'll last. I mean, I sort of have to predict what a wide swath of the country will be interested in any given time. It's hard. I think as you can start to drill down on particular groups of people, either surrounding conditions like diabetes or surrounding demographics like, moms who are trying to make healthcare decisions for their kids, I think that's going to be far more important probably, the next several years.
So really more localized and personalized in terms of that connection.
Yeah, and I think that personalization is something we can't do on, the platform that I have. And you wouldn't want to be prescriptive in that regard. But I think as you get more localized, you can offer some. I always make a distinction between information and knowledge. I think information is plentiful. I mean, there's a lot of it out there, but it's hard to distill. It's hard to really wade through that, especially when it comes to medical. I mean, because you it's important. I mean, you don't want, you have to trust it in order to act on it. But I think as there's a closer connection between the people who are providing that knowledge, which is contextualized information, and the people who are gathering it and craving it, I think you can become more prescriptive and probably more helpful.
You probably didn't start at CNN. A lot of people kind of worked their way up the food chain. How did you get your big break? I'm not sure if I know that story.
Some of it is related to the man here. I worked at the White House as a White House fellow in 97, 98. I was very interested in healthcare at that time. This is post 94, so this is 3 years after the healthcare plan in 94. But clearly, there was still a lot of inertia around that, especially in the office of the First Lady, and that's where I worked. And it's funny. There's little things now, and I, in fact, working on the speech a little bit made me reflect on some of that, just little, because I wrote speeches on some healthcare topics, and just how the questions that either the president or the first lady would ask as we were going through the speech ahead of time, how to take something. We had the data right. We knew that we got the substance of it right on, accurate. We spent a lot of time. But then, you know, it was a question of making people care about it. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's public health is comprised of those two qualities. It's got to be the right message, and and people got to hear that right message. And so I think I learned a lot of that from working at the White House and working on those speeches and going through, as I call it, oral boards with the First Lady when we were going through speeches. She had great questions always on these things. But pragmatically, what happened was a guy who worked at CNN, was CEO of CNN, Tom Johnson, worked at the White House himself in the Johnson administration, Lyndon Johnson administration, and he used to hang around the White House, you know, it's late 90s again, and he and I met at that time, and he was interested in building a medical unit at CNN. There were other news organizations that had medical units, but CNN really didn't have one, and he wanted to know if I would be involved with that at that time, which was very nebulous and ill-defined, and I wasn't really that interested. So, you know, I went back and was practicing, you know, for 4 or 5 years, and then I moved to Atlanta to chase one of my mentors down. He became chairman of the program down there, and I literally ran into this guy in an airport. I hadn't seen him in 5 or 6 years, and Tom, Sanjay, you know, and then we started talking again, and he said, come visit CNN. And I did, and he said, you know, I was going to do some commentary on healthcare policy for the first year of the first term of George W. Bush's presidency, 2001 August, and that's when I sort of started. In 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks after I started, the attacks of 9/11 happened. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, you know, it was suddenly a very divergent path I never anticipated or could have predicted.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta is the chief medical correspondent for CNN and was in Arkansas last week and talked to Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at aecc.com.